I'm Erica Smith.
And I'm Matt Four. And this is Chico Now. Thank you so much for coming by KKXX 104.5 FM and 9:30 AM. Chico Now Friday with Matt Four, and it is a great pleasure to be with you today. Erica, coming back from vacation, she'll be back here, I think, in a couple weeks, so we're looking forward to hearing from her. And I hope that you are staying cool because it is hot outside. Thank the good Lord for air conditioning is all I have to say. My guest today in the studio is my good friend, yes, I will call you that, Bruce Baldwin. He is a Butte County Office of Education Manager on Student Health and Prevention. Hey, Bruce.
How you doing, Matt? Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I hope your summer's going well.
It is. Yours?
Yes. Outstanding. And we have Anna Bauer. She is a Program Manager of First Five Butte County. And welcome, Anna.
Thank you so much, Matt.
You know, and I've had the opportunity to do a little bit of research on ACEs, something that's really near and dear to my heart. I have a 12-year-old son, and it's just very interesting to me. So tell our audience about what are ACEs.
Absolutely. So ACEs stand for Adverse Childhood Experiences. And essentially what adverse childhood experiences are, exactly what it sounds like, rough things that happen during childhood. But there was a study done. So there was a particular group of 10 adverse childhood experiences that were separated out. And the general categories are child abuse and neglect, family violence, substance abuse and mental health, loss of a parent through divorce, death, or incarceration. So there was 10 specific questions that are asked on this ACE survey. And back in the mid-90s, a collaboration between Kaiser and the Center for Disease Control was embarked upon, and they studied over 17,000 Kaiser Permanente patients. And what they looked at was how many of these ACEs the patients had, and then they overlaid that data over these folks' long-term chronic health outcomes, whether they were psychological or physical or both. And really what they found was that ACEs are tremendously common. 67% of the population in this particular study has one ACE. One in eight people have four or more ACEs. They did find that ACEs tend to cluster. And so if you have four, the or more is one of the key pieces of information in that statement. People often have more than four and may have as many as 10. What they also found was that the higher the number of ACEs, the greater chance of chronic health problems later in life, such as heart disease, cancer, stroke, high blood pressure, depression, substance abuse issues, other mental health issues. Really, there's just this incredibly compelling correlation between the number of ACEs and these health issues. I would argue to say that there is no other correlation quite as interesting and quite as compelling. You know, we like to talk about bisphenols and pesticides and coffee and all those things, and all those things are important, but they pale in comparison to adverse childhood experiences.
Trauma makes you sick.
Trauma makes you sick.
Yes. Toxic stress mm-hmm. is an illness factor for everyone.
And so what they found at the end of the day is that ACEs are the root of the issues that we have with our health and with our society. You can't take a major issue such as homelessness or drug addiction or the opioid epidemic and separate it from adverse childhood experiences. And now, we're not saying that everyone who has a criminal background or who is dealing with substance abuse has ACEs, and we're certainly not saying that everyone with ACEs ends up with major social issues, but the two are inextricably combined, and we can't separate them.
I mean, it's just so interesting to me, being a parent and raising a child, and I can tell you before the program that I did some research, and it really made me look inwards at my life and how I was raised. In my home, my dad was a big character, really loud, and his life was rough. I mean, his dad left the house when he was 12 years old, and he was the man of the house. So, you know, he grew up pretty rough. My life, I think, was pretty easy, but as I looked through that list, I did see some things where there were some challenges in my home. So, you know, my goal is not to repeat that for my son. So that's why this is so interesting. Why is it important to Butte County, Bruce?
Well, for a lot of reasons, and I want to just touch on what you just said, and I really want to stress for folks that are listening, you know, ACEs aren't just about some form of abuse or family system stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things that come up with ACEs that really we don't have any control over, like somebody being diagnosed with a mental illness or divorce.
I mean,
you know, mm-hmm. you know, one parent or another may not have any control over that. So it's not only important to look at how we parent and trying to support parents as much as we can, but what we can do for kids that are in these environments. These things are always going to exist. And we can teach kids to be more resilient and to, you know, rise above this sort of stuff. And that's an important part of this equation as well.
Earlier, Anna, you were talking, I heard you use the word hope. I love hearing that word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when we're looking at that ACEs, I mean, that's a big part of what we're trying to do here, correct?
Absolutely. You know, hope and healing happens in relationships. And we know that we can support systems being more healing. We know that we can support communities being more healing. And what we also know is that we have created some systems that are the opposite of healing, and we're working on that. You know, when you look at some of our major county or state systems, education, the judicial system, many of the county systems, they can be unintentionally traumatizing. And so what we're really looking at is how do we support families who might be having a hard time? And are there things that we as public employees can do to work on changing these systems to support families so that they're feeling more support?
I like what you're saying. We're just about to go to a break. And when we come back, Bruce, I know that Butte County is standing out here, and
yes,
it's probably something that we're not that proud of, but we're going to talk about it,
okay,
and figure out what we can do to improve it, because we like to improve things around here.
Absolutely. We want to get better.
Hey, I appreciate you both coming by. It's Friday. The weekend is almost here, and we are staying cool. So thank you for coming by, and we'll be back with Bruce and Anna in a minute, right after this break.
Smith.
And I'm Matt Four, and this is Chico Now. And I hope that you are having a fantastic day. You know, I had a little opportunity to do some traveling in the state of Nevada, and I was on this road called the Loneliest Road in America, and I'm not kidding, that's an actual name of a road, Highway 50 on a map, and let me tell you, it was hundreds and hundreds of miles in really lots and lots of heat with no human beings around. I did see a couple of, they weren't elk. What's the other animal that runs across the road?
Antelope.
Antelope, yes, antelope. Three antelope ran across me in a car, and it surprised me. Two of them went by, and I thought, wow, I'm really glad they weren't too close. There's a slow poke. The last one ran by, and I almost hit him. I'm glad I didn't. Thank God. Thank the good Lord. And it was an interesting trip, though. But it's great to be back home in Chico. So thanks for coming by. And in the studio, Bruce Baldwin, he's the Butte County Office of Education Manager for Student Health and Prevention, along with Anna Bauer. She's a program manager of First 5 Butte County. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
And we're talking about adverse childhood experiences, ACEs for short. And Bruce, why is this important to Butte County?
Well, we have a bit of a distinction, and like you said earlier, one that we probably don't want. Since that original study that Anna was talking about with 17,000 Kaiser Permanente members, there has been a great deal of interest in studying ACEs. And so since 2009 in California, we do something called the Behavior Risk Factor Survey annually. And they've added the 10 ACEs screening questions to that survey. And so year before last, we got a study of that data. And turns out that ACEs are very prevalent. On average in California, 61% of people report one or more ACEs. The best counties where they're lowest are right around 50%, so still one out of two people has had some kind of adverse childhood experiences. Here in Butte County, we were the highest of the 58 counties. We had 76.5% of our adult residents who said they had experienced some kind of adverse childhood experience.
Hmm.
That's a distinction we really would like to not, you know, we don't want big foam fingers to say we're number
one.
Right,
right, you know? Not with that yeah, comes
yeah,
to that. Yeah,
no.
I can't, that's really interesting. I can't even begin to speculate why that is, but moving forward, how can we make a difference and make some changes to improve things?
Well, you know, first, just programs like this, raising awareness, letting people know not only are these things real, and I think most people don't know what the correlation is between adverse childhood experiences and so many other health outcomes, and not just physical health, but social, emotional, mental health. Every aspect of wellness is can be tied back to ACEs, like Anna was talking about. So here in Butte County, if you've ever had a chance, you know, the University of Wisconsin takes every county in the United States and studies their health outcomes, and Butte County doesn't do so well, again, compared to the rest of California. We're not quite as bad there as we are with the ACEs thing, but we still rank really high in things like teen pregnancy, smoking, drug use. We have the second highest rate of overdose death in the state of California. All these things go back and are linked to adverse childhood experiences. So anything we can do to reduce this and to help kids who are experiencing it to overcome it will help us across the board, across the spectrum with all that other wellness and health related stuff.
And Bruce and I, we're on the Tobacco Coalition for Butte County, but I understand, Anna, that there is a Butte County ACEs Coalition. So tell our listeners about that.
There is a Butte County ACEs Coalition, and it's a fantastic group, very dedicated folks. We've been meeting for about a year and a half, maybe coming up on 2 years now. Some of our members include citizens at large, members of the education, K-12 and higher education community, therapists. We have probation officers, public health nurses, representatives of the medical community, folks from the addiction and recovery community, certainly a number of our local nonprofits who serve children and families, child welfare, behavioral health, and many, many of our county partners. And what we're working on right now is developing messaging strategies and outreach and education strategies to do just what we're doing today, which is to bring this information in a digestible way to the general public so that folks really begin to understand that currently today, 1 in 4 children in Butte County are living with 2 or more adverse experiences. As a parent, I understand that there's no way for me to separate the fate of my children from the fate of all the other children in this community. There just aren't walls high enough, and I don't want to. You know, we are a unified community, but our kids are going through tough stuff, and their parents have been through tough stuff. And so really, we're wanting to look at raising awareness, acknowledging that childhood trauma is real and that there is healing and there is hope and there are things that people can do to help themselves and things that people can do to help their children.
So if someone's interested in joining the coalition or getting more information, what's the best way for them to get that?
Well, they can check out, we've got a webpage on the helpcentral.org/ACEs, which is also the Butte 211 website. So folks could even call Butte 211 and they would direct them to the webpage. You know, I would really recommend also just Googling ACEs survey and starting to look up what the survey was, starting to take a look at what the research is. There's another wonderful website called ACEs Connection, and that will really provide information statewide and nationwide about, there's lots of news articles, lots of information about what other groups are doing, lots of links to specific interests, whether it's criminal justice or the health sector or parenting with ACEs. There's a lot of online support out there.
Yeah, and I spent some time looking at that. There's definitely a lot of information, a lot of good information. Serious stuff, but really important. And I appreciate you both coming by. And we are talking about adverse childhood experiences. There is hope out there, and we're going to improve things. And right after this break, we're going to come back and talk more with Bruce Baldwin and Anna Bauer. And I hope that your Friday is going good. The weekend is almost here. I hope that you have some fun plans. Summer 2017. Thanks for coming by. We'll be right back at Chico Now Friday with Matt Four.
I'm Erica Smith.
And I'm Matt Four. And this is Chico Now. And yes, it is. It's KKXX 104.5 FM, 9:30 a.m., whatever station you listen to, we love you. It's always good to have you here. My guests today again, Bruce Baldwin and Anna Bauer, and we're talking about adverse childhood experiences. And there are some things that we can do to make a difference, and we're talking about the coalition. You know, what can people do?
Well, come and sit in with us. Come and join us. And we really, this is a sincere call. You know, you mentioned earlier, you and I are both on the Tobacco Coalition. And, you know, I've been doing this work for 25 years, and I've sat in a lot of different coalitions in that time. And they tend to kind of be siloed. You know, we're looking at, well, we're the cancer people, or we're the heart disease people, or we're the tobacco people. This coalition, in my experience, is the broadest base of different community service people that I've ever seen in one room, because this ties to everything. And my experience is any community member, you don't have to work for an agency dealing with this. Whatever your experience is, you're going to bring it to that room, and it's going to improve our ability to work together.
Yeah, you know, my experience has been being on the coalitions. It's incredible. The room is full of experts, people that really know what they're talking about at each specific field. And I've learned so much in the tobacco coalition. So I'm assuming that the ACES coalition is similar to that.
Even more so. Yeah, because, you know, we really, because this affects physical, mental, and emotional health, behavioral health, we get representatives from all those fields. We would love to see more representatives from the faith community and just, you know, parenting community would be wonderful. You know, we could use any input we get.
And how do they get in touch with the ACES, Butte County ACES Coalition again?
So if they go ahead and go to that helpcentral.org/ACES, it will eventually lead them to my email address, which is A Bauer. So it's A-B-A-U-E-R. At buttecounty.net, and I generate the agendas and send out the information about when the meetings are. The acesconnection.com website, you can search the Butte County group, and that's another way to get updates about the meetings. We post the meeting locations on the calendar there. So that's, you know, if you don't want to email me, that's fine. That's another way you can join the Butte County group. And, you know, I really want to just strongly agree with what Bruce was saying. There really isn't anyone who doesn't have a place at this table. You know, if you are a business owner and you have employees, this affects you. If you are a human being and you live next door to other human beings, this affects you.
Right.
Everybody has a voice in this.
Amen. And every citizen of Butte County should be concerned about our number one ranking in this area. I mean, we just don't have the resources to go out and address every health issue one by one, which is kind of what we tend to try to do. And like Anna said, this is the root of the root. This is the broadest correlation between different things we've ever found. So, for example, we have the second highest rate of overdose death in California here in Butte County, or we did last year. Maybe it's different this year, but it's high.
Yeah, way too
high. Well, you're 10 times more likely to intravenously abuse drugs if you have ACEs, four or more ACEs, than if you don't. So, you know, this applies to that. This applies, you're twice as likely to have cancer.
Right.
You're four times more likely to have arthritis. You're 12 times more likely to commit suicide. So all this broad base of stuff that's out there, whatever your issue is, ACEs is attached to it.
Important information. Yeah. Now, when do you meet and how often?
Well, we meet during the summer. The schedule got a little bit upended. We meet every other month. Mm-hmm. It's typically on a Friday. Often it's the third Friday, but it might not be because we tend to try to make the schedule to cater to our members. And so it's about 1 to 3 on a Friday afternoon, and I'm happy to send out the specifics. We usually meet at the behavioral health counseling conference room there on Parmac. So it's a Chico meeting usually. And, you know, I think that folks who have lived experience, folks who have a perspective about adversity, folks who want to talk about other community issues and how they might relate. You know, it's like Bruce said, this is such a broad issue. You know, how can we be talking about homelessness and City Plaza without talking about ACEs?
Mm. We can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
it seems to affect everything.
And then we're talking about the creeks. You know, I mean, there just is no way to kind of get around it. And so that's what I mean by everybody really, really needs to be part of this conversation.
For example, you're 40% more likely to be unemployed if you have four ACEs or more in your past. That, you know, it affects us economically.
Yeah.
Every single
amazing.
Way.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. We've got just about a minute and a half left. So I'm just really excited and thrilled to hear Anna say that there's hope and that, you know, that I truly believe this about people. I've heard some that say no one can change if, you know, you're old. It's like, no, you actually can change if you can figure out that you have an issue, you have a challenge, and you work on it. Little steps, and we can make a difference and make some changes.
We absolutely can, and I do want to bring up something. You know, people hear about ACEs and tend to think it's all about going in and changing the way we raise kids, and certainly being better parents is always, you know, something that can help with anyone. But, you know, we're never going to get rid of some of these issues. They're always going to be with us. And children who are taught how to be resilient can learn how to deal with these things on their own. And even if they come from a background of really, you know, bad childhood experiences, can learn to overcome. And that's another part of what we talk about at our meetings, you know, is how do we incorporate resiliency into everything we do with children and trauma-informed practice, and how do we make our schools and our businesses and our workplaces and everywhere more trauma-informed and less toxic.
I think a topic that might really resonate with some of your listeners is this notion of compassion, you know, and recognizing that what may seem like abnormal behavior, whether it's with a child or an adult or a person you see on the street, may be a very normal response and a coping mechanism to an abnormal childhood.
I want to thank you both, Bruce Baldwin and Anna Bauer, for being here today and letting our audience know about adverse childhood experiences. Great information.
Thank you, Matt. It's been a pleasure to be here.
And
if they
want
to get more information on the Coalition, the best way to do that is...
go to helpcentral.org/ACEs.
Thank you so much for being here. Hey, thanks for stopping by. Have a great weekend, and may God bless you. We'll catch you next week.